The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. And nice to have you all here in person, and nice to have everyone who's on YouTube present as well. I have the chat open. Thank you. And so one of the hallmarks of this practice of ours is simplicity. And you might want to keep that word close by when you do this kind of practice. Simple. Keep it simple. Stay simple. If it's not simple, it's probably not mindfulness. And it's not meant to be a big, complicated engineering job of mindfulness. And complicated thing to figure out or to follow and make our way. Certainly we enter into a complex world sometimes with mindfulness, complex inner lives. And one way that I've made that simple is I use the label chaos. It's just chaos. I'm sitting in chaos. And that's like the big overview kind of label that I'm not lost in the details of trying to figure it out. And another big, wonderful label is confusion. Oh, that's all. That's all. It's simple. I'm confused. And then you can hopefully, now that I know it's confusion, I'll just sit with confusion. Keep it simple. Maybe I don't have to be unconfused. Maybe it's okay to be confused. Just confusion. And as soon as I make those labels like that, you know, chaos or confusion, I've kind of begun to make sense of it, or I'm kind of beginning to kind of find my bearings, or like a toehold or a landing place for it. And then it's not quite chaos or confusion anymore. And because now, like with confusion, I'm not confused about being confused. I know I'm confused. So it's like it's beginning to shift. And then what would be a simple way of being with confusion or chaos? Let's be embodiedly present. So let's be present in the body with it. And then what is it like for the body, for this chaos, for this body to be confused, and all this energy and agitation? And so it's getting narrower and kind of more defined where the attention goes. And, oh, I'm not confused about this now. I'm not confused that my body's agitated. Is my little toe agitated? No, it's mostly in my torso. Oh, it's mostly in the front of my torso. So it's starting to get kind of more and more, you know, like sense or clarity about what's happening. But the principle for doing so is to be simple. Keep it simple. So ideally you would take a simple posture. And sitting upright, literally or metaphorically, and gently closing your eyes. And if it seems too complicated, take some deep breaths, and you don't have to. But if you can take some deeper breath in a simple way that's appropriate for you and your body, your lungs, partly as a ritual of simplification, just being here for this body, this place, maybe a longer exhale, can partly be a letting go of the complexity of there and then, past and future, exhaling into now, here, letting the breathing return to normal. And there can be a continued simplification process that as you exhale, to relax your body. Relaxing the body, sometimes relax the mind. Relaxing the body, sometimes relax the heart. Relax the muscles of the face. Softening in the belly. Softening the shoulders. And then the question for each of you is, what would it be like for you to be simply here? That kind of simplicity doesn't need anything to change. But you're simple with how things are for you. And maybe it's as a process of simplifying. Maybe it's enough just to breathe with what's happening. Breathing in and breathing out. Having it be the question of the meditation session, or the word, simple, simply being with what is, simply breathing with what is, simply breathing, allowing yourself to be simple. Allowing yourself to, allowing things to simplify here and now. and coming to the end. Coming to the end of this sitting. Let the world come back in. Allow yourself to remember the rest of your life today and people in your life and in your community and your neighbors and family and circles of connection that we have to people that we know and don't know. And to imagine that the simplicity of your kindness, simplicity of your care, travels in unseen ways out into the world. And that it begins with looking upon others kindly. To see if you can look now onto your world kindly. And wish that in the seen and unseen ways that your kindness can travel, that your well-wishing follows those channels, those currents, and wish well-being for this wider world that we live in. Wish it, and also offer a little bit of yourself behind that wish. That you yourself will offer some way to contribute to the welfare and happiness of others, even if it's as small as possible way. May all beings be happy. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be safe. May all beings everywhere be free.